Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
You know what I'm excited for?
What's that?
I'm excited for our next guest. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Sure. My name is Michelle Cares, and I'm the CEO of Crowdmark.
Crowdmark. Describe that for us.
Sure. Crowdmark is a grading and analytics platform that enables educators to grade more effectively and students to get better feedback faster. And we primarily serve universities and colleges in Canada and the U.S., but we also have some international universities that we're working with.
I already like it. I just graduated college, so
I
just came from that experience. Yeah. So
like,
how exactly...
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. How exactly do you guys grade more accurately and more efficiently?
Sure. So I think sometimes telling a story is the best way to understand mm-hmm. the problem. So if you imagine a first-year calculus course and there's 500 students and they write a 10-page exam. That's 5,000 pages of student work that needs to be graded. And typically what happens is a professor and a team of teaching assistants will sit around a room with a red pen, grading that paper and trading it back and forth. And it's very tedious and nobody likes doing it. And if you ask any teachers or educators, they'll tell you they hate grading because it's painful. So Crowdmark solves that by scanning all that paper into the cloud and then enabling educators to grade anywhere, anytime on their laptop or on their iPad. Students get their results back and they can upload their assignments with their mobile phone. So they like it because they don't have to commute to campus anymore to get their grades back or to submit assignments.
Okay. Or to commute across a campus.
That's right.
there's a lot of big campuses.
At 10:59 p.m. in the middle of a cold Canadian winter.
Oh, yeah.
So no, thank you.
So how did you get into this space?
Right. So I have about 15 years experience building education technology startups. Mm-hmm. The idea for Crowdmark came from James Colyander, who's a professor of mathematics at the University of British Columbia. And he was tasked with grading the Canadian Open Mathematics Challenge. And this challenge is a global math competition. So they had 7,000 submissions from around the world. And they had to grade all of these math tests. And he had a whole team of volunteers, but it was taking so long to get through it all because there would be an expert for question one and an expert for question two. So the question two person would have to wait for the question one person to be finished. Mm-hmm. And it was a logistical challenge. So he thought there has to be a better way to do this. And he partnered with a graduate student, and they created a very early version of Crowdmark, and the next year they graded all of those tests in half the time. Proof of concept. Exactly.
Okay.
So with the proof of concept, they then got some help from the University of Toronto and built out the MVP, and that's when I joined the company to commercialize it and find product market fit and take it to market and grow the company.
That's really exciting.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've got a background in this.
Yes.
In taking educational ideas through startup to market.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I have a deep level of expertise in that. And it's also my passion. I truly believe that education is really important. Mm-hmm. And in a time when young people everywhere are questioning the value of a degree, whether that's going to have a positive impact on their life or if they're going to end up with a mountain of debt. Mm-hmm. With Crowdmark, one of the things that makes us really special is that we can track how students are performing on a question-by-question basis. This has never been able to, no one has been able to do this before, because if you think of it, all of the student work and educator feedback was left on the paper, and then the paper got thrown in the garbage.
Right.
Now we can track how those students mm-hmm. are performing on all those questions. And by tying learning outcomes to those questions, we can evaluate how the student is performing against the learning outcomes, not only on each assessment, but on a course. towards their degree.
Okay.
We can set benchmarks for the institution to track how they're performing in terms of teaching these students, because we can compare sections and courses.
Yeah, that's so a lot of data.
So perhaps there's a particular topic of a particular class that is universally being missed.
Yes.
And that could be addressed, that this topic is just seems to be missing, or we're doing it wrong.
Right.
Okay.
So agile curriculum development or revision.
Okay.
And just to give you an idea of the scope, so our company is about 5 years old. We've graded 40 million pages of student work so far.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
That's awesome.
Yeah. I love that stat.
That's a huge number.
So we sometimes we try to give context to that amount of paper. So the tallest building in the world right now is in Dubai. That stack of papers is four times the size of that building.
No.
Yeah, we're almost hitting outer space.
Wow.
Okay.
In 5 years.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And how many universities have you branched out
to? We're working with 50 universities and colleges.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're serving 27% of all undergrads in Canada. So one in four university students in Canada are using our platform.
Okay.
Wow. That's pretty good market permutation in just a couple of years.
I think so. You know, we're getting there.
Yeah.
I'm really excited where we're going with this thing. I look forward to the opportunity to help these institutions show the value of the degree program that the students are getting, and help the students to show evidence for their learning, and then pivot that into great job opportunities.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool.
And stepping through this on the student side.
Yes.
So the student would interact with an application, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And would they be able to see all of their classes, like just on the dashboard, or how does that work?
Great question. We have a CrowdMark portfolio where we have all of the students' past exams that have already been graded, and then their future assignments with due dates so they can plan out their week. And they can complete an assignment by writing it on paper or writing it on a blackboard or writing it on a whiteboard, taking a photo with their mobile phone, and then uploading it to CrowdMark to be graded.
Very cool.
If they're very organized, they may create it in a Word document and PDF it and drop it in.
Okay yeah.
But that's how the students are interacting with the CrowdMark dashboard.
And then on the professor side, so they would receive these assignments.
Exactly.
And exams.
Yeah.
Would they be able to distribute to TAs?
They'd simply send an email to TAs and invite them to grade.
Okay.
Takes a second. And then the TAs just log into their CrowdMark account. They go directly to the assessment, and they grade it in the web browser.
So they probably, when they open it, they probably claim it as I'm working on this one, and then when they're done.
They don't even need to do that. Our technology will skip over and prevent any collisions.
Okay.
So all the TA has to do is hit the enter key twice, and they skip to the next ungraded question.
Okay. But when they open it, it just...
They would see a list of assessments that they're asked to grade, and then they would click a link, and they'd be into it.
And it opens it, and they're working on that one, and then you don't have to worry about any. It's locked to them.
Yes.
So the next person coming in just goes to number
skips
two.
Skips over it. Yes, exactly.
Instead of also opening number one.
You got it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good thinking. You're following along here. Yeah.
So one issue.
Both software engineers.
Oh, good.
Kinda how we kind of think in that space.
Yeah. Awesome. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Great.
One issue that I had with the program I was using at my old university was that if it was graded on the app we were using, we wouldn't get a whole lot of feedback. You know, there wasn't a lot of comments. There wasn't a lot of, you know, which one did I get wrong or whatever. You would have to still ask the professor. How does your platform deal with that?
We have a reusable comment library where you can associate points to comments, and then the professor could set up the rubric in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the TAs would simply drag the comments right onto the page to the exact place where the student made the error. Alternatively, you can just click a button and leave a comment. And if I don't know if you follow Reddit, with one of our customers. They have a big channel at their university dedicated to CrowdMark, and they've coined this new phrase, the CrowdMark Flex.
Hey.
And so they use the emoji with the arm.
Uh-huh.
And they post their best answers to kind of brag to their classmates how well they did. And there was one student who the teaching assistant put check marks all the way around their entire answer. And then the comment was, congratulations, you're the only student to get this question 100% right. Treat yourself to a good meal tonight. And... I stumbled upon this Reddit CrowdMark Flex, and I was on there for an hour reading all this all cool stuff.
Yeah.
So then, in contrast, another student said, look, I know, have mercy on me. I've had 3 exams and 2 assignments due this week.
Yeah.
Please just take that into consideration.
Been there, done that.
The TA said, yeah. I will show you mercy, but remember, planning is important.
Yeah.
So
that's really good marketing for you guys. Like, students are already giving feedback on these different platforms saying, like, oh my gosh, this company is so great. This platform's awesome.
And I love that the channel actually has your name in it.
Yeah right? Funny. Cool. Yeah.
So, obviously, you're a beta, not an alpha, so you're way further ahead than the red tags. You've got really good market. Mm-hmm. For 5 years.
Yes.
What's the future hold?
So we are looking to raise some capital to fuel our growth. So a lot of startups get to the point we're at where, or not a lot, actually I should say not very many startups get to the point where they've achieved product market fit and they're profitable. We are profitable. But we're looking to raise a round of investment so that we can grow faster.
Yeah.
We want to pour some gasoline on the fire and just grow. I think there's a huge opportunity for us in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So as you may know, there's 5,000 institutions of higher education in the U.S. And I'd be happy with 300. So right now we're working with 25. I'd like to get to 300.
Okay.
And I'd also like to use some investment to continue to invest in our platform and build out these data analytics and the personalized study guides for students so that so that they can hit these learning outcomes. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
Definitely something to be excited about.
So if people want to find out more about your platform,
yes,
and possibly contact you guys, how can they do that?
Oh, yes. If you would like to learn more about CrowdMark, please visit us at crowdmark.com or shoot us an email at info@crowdmark.com.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure.
Have a good rest of the day.
You too.